This is Dave Bayless for Human Scale Business. I'm speaking with Kim Scurry about what she learned buying and selling Whizbang hats over a two-year period.
So when did you buy Whizbang hats and why did you buy it?
Yeah, well, I was 46 years old, and I think people often hit that age and sort of often decide, yeah, maybe this is a good time to make a change in life. And as it happens, I have been working at a company that had just been purchased by another large company. And so it was a natural transition point in my life, too, to sort of reevaluate and make sure I was on the path that I wanted to stay on. And I had been evaluating an entrepreneurial endeavor for quite some time, sort of maybe not that seriously, but I had been looking at buying a company for maybe a couple of years, just in a casual way. So I decided with the other things going on in my career that this might be a good time to do it. So this was back in 2012, and I really wanted to test my entrepreneurial skills a bit without sort of investing my whole retirement in it. I wanted to do it in a small way that would let me decide if it was a good thing, if I was any good at it, if I enjoyed it, if I liked it. So I was looking for something to do that would be a very small scale. And I left my former company in beginning of April. And as it happens, after really kind of looking, as I said, in a casual way for 2 years, by the end of April, I had found Whizbang and close the deal sometime in the middle of May of that year.
When you think back on the experience, what do you think were the key lessons you took away?
Well, I think the key one for me is that I didn't negotiate hard enough. And I learned this as I went to sell the company, which we'll get to. But there are very specific ways that buyers evaluate a company. I probably wasn't as stringent on those guidelines as I should have been. I could have negotiated quite a bit harder on the price, I think. I could have pushed harder in some areas of the agreement that we ended up with that would be more favorable to me. But I think I sort of got swayed by, I love the business. I really liked the owner. I was anxious to do it. And I think I missed some opportunities to save myself some money in that process. When I looked for a company, the reason I settled on Whizbang so quickly was that I felt like I understood the opportunity there in the business. So the woman that I bought the company from was very much into the design side of the business. She loved designing hats. She loved picking fabrics, but she wasn't really that interested in the sales and marketing side. And she would acquire new customers because they called her up and asked to buy. And so I felt like the opportunity in the business was for someone like me who had more sales and marketing experience. I had less design experience, more sales and marketing, and that was really what the business needed to grow. So I do feel like the lesson that I learned in that, which served me well, was that I kind of figured out how I could add value to that particular business. And I hadn't found that in the other business that I was looking for before. I could see what other businesses needed, but I wasn't necessarily the person to give it. This one was just, it was a good match.
So it sounds like good match, good emotional fit with the business, but maybe those contributed to a reluctance to maybe dig in as hard and negotiate as hard as you might have otherwise. Is that right?
That is exactly right. Yep. I could have done better in the negotiations if I had been able to separate some of the emotional appeal of the business from the financial value of the business.
So you bought Whizbang and you operated it for a while. You ran your entrepreneurial experiment.
Yeah.
But in relatively short order, you decided to sell the business. When and why did that come about?
I had the business for 2 years, and I really do see it as an entrepreneurial experiment. It's a small business, and I knew I couldn't make a full living on it. So I always had another side business going. I'd been doing some consulting. So I sort of spend half my day on Whizbang and half my day on the consulting. After about the end of the second year, I realized that number one, if I ever was going to make Whizbang a full-time income, I would have to transform the business dramatically in such a way that what I loved about running the business probably would not continue. I really would have to sort of step up the way that I ran it, make more investment. I would lose some of those relationships that I really enjoyed that were a result of whizbang. I'd have to hire more people. And I just didn't see that that was where I wanted to go. I felt like whizbang had served its purpose for me in my life. It gave me confidence as an entrepreneur. It helped me do a pretty much every aspect of the business, from bookkeeping to marketing to sales to hiring sales reps to designing new products. So it really had served its purpose for me. But after 2 years of living this dual career life, half day of whizbang and half day of consulting, I just didn't see that I could do that forever. It's sort of hard to have this dual track of a career. And so I decided to sell it.
So you decided to sell the business, given that you'd really gotten what you wanted out of it, and it was time to move on from this dual track career. Now that you're on the sell side, what kind of things did you learn from that experience?
Yeah, well, this was fun. I mean, I decided in relatively short order, as I tend to do, that I was going to sell it. So once I made that decision, I moved pretty quickly. And therein lies my biggest lesson. If you plan to sell your business, you want to give yourself plenty of time to prepare for it, which I did not have. And now I'm in the mergers and acquisitions business for different kinds of companies. And the ones who are well prepared and have been building up to the sale for a while, a year, 2 years, but at least a year in this case, are far better positioned than the ones who are in sort of a quick decision, quick action mode. So I didn't prepare. I wasn't prepared to sell. I hadn't built up to that. But had I done that, I would have really changed my expenses over the last 6 to 12 months. So for example, I went to a trade show a couple months before I decided to sell, which was geared towards sales, drumming up sales for the fall, so 9 months away. And I did well at that show. I gained a bunch of orders, committed orders for the fall, but I then planned to sell the business. So I had the expenses from the trade show, which were significant. I brought in both of my sales reps, actually 3 sales reps, paid for their travel, did the show, got the orders, and then I decided to sell. So I had those expenses on the books without the revenue that I was gaining from that trade show, which would come to me in the fall. So had I known that I was going to sell, I might not have gone to that trade show that year. I would have had less expense without any change in revenue. So it would have created a better financial picture, which I learned is really important as you're selling the business. So much of the value is based on how much profit the business generates. And so it would have helped that picture a lot. So that was really, I think, my biggest lesson. Second was, and I see this again in the business I'm in today, is that you really want to think through the story of your business and develop a pitch for your business. You know, what are the untapped growth opportunities? Why haven't you tapped into them? And how could someone else relatively easy tap into them? And what are the anecdotes around your brand, your business? What kind of makes it what it is? I had a handful of stories about whizbang where someone bought a whizbang in a store at Big Sky. They called me up, they came over to the office, and they bought 2 dozen hats for all their relatives at home because they just fell in love with them. And I have stories of people who gave their hats to their friends who are cancer patients, and they were, you know, gave them a lift in their day and a nice way to cover up their head from chemo. I mean, there's just a lot of stories, anecdotes that helped people understand really what they're buying and what the beauty behind the brand was, if you will. You want to be able to build your brand through anecdotes, help people understand the history and why people like your product or company. And then the other thing I realized throughout the process, which I really didn't have a handle on at the start, was a really key value proposition for my business was that my business could be located anywhere because we sold through retail stores and online, and you could locate that the center of that business anywhere. It could be done part-time as I had been doing it. It's a seasonal business, so it has a lot of activity in the fall and the winter, not so much in the spring and summer, which is really appealing to some folks. And for the most part, you can determine what part of your day you want to dedicate to that business, because much of it is email and phone calls and doing, you know, marketing and social media and choosing patterns and designing hats. So if I had something else going on in the morning, I could easily shift the activities tonight or whatever. So that gave my company this really great benefit of being a very flexible model. So a buyer could potentially be anywhere in the US. It could be somebody who had a part-time job. It could be somebody who was occupied with family commitments. And had I known that was so valuable, that would have been a really good way to market the company. I kind of learned it through the process and began to market it that way at the time that I sold it. But it would have helped me to be really clear about that early on in the process. And the other thing I would add is that you should think through who's sort of the perfect buyer for your company. It doesn't mean that you'll get that profile buying it, but if you know who a good buyer is for your company, then you can sort of speak that language and position the company for that buyer to make it appeal to somebody that you think would be a good fit and be successful with the company.